So, Exodus 4, that we're understanding us, and when they heard, the Lord was concerned about them and had seen their misery, they bowed down and worshipped. Moses had actually moved out of the way. You know, they did not say, "Wow, Moses, welcome. How wonderful." He was able to remove himself, and they actually saw God. And so they don't worship Moses. They don't congratulate Moses. They go direct to God. They see God. Moses is an instrument of God. I think that's a good point to understand, that when you point God to God, then people start seeing you not as a superpower, as a very capable person, but they start seeing God. You're not getting glory yourself, which of course, if you wanted glory, will be disappointing to you. But the most important thing is, you have a much bigger commitment. When people commit to the God of heaven, than they commit to a fickle man. So I think it's very, very important to help people to see where God comes in a project. Before you tell them where they come in, where does God come in this project? Why do you believe is a good project? Of course, if they are not biblical Christians, you have to look for a language that they can understand. But it's in Moses and Aaron, help them to see that this is God's project. We are just instruments within. And so since they knew Aaron may not be capable of helping them, Moses, how? But once they knew God, their God, the God of the ancestors, they were willing to get into the project.